Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Totally Fit. And I'm your host, Lee Haney, 8-time Mr. Olympia. Hey, listen, glad to be here with you today and got some exciting information that I'm going to be sharing with you. So wherever you are, just sit back and learn, and we're going to have some fun. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, beautiful, beautiful outside today. I think it's going to get somewhere around 55, maybe close to 60 degrees today. So you better believe I'm going to get out there and give you some vitamin D3. I'm going to go for a nice trail walk, take in some fresh air, listen to a few birds sing, hold Miss Haney's hand, get the moment right. You know, that's what you call foreplay. That's real foreplay, you know, getting the moment right early. But anyway, it's an awesome day, and hopefully each and every one of you are enjoying your day. I know some of you are on the inside and inside looking out, but some of us are a little bit more privileged, particularly those of us who are over the age of 50-something, to sort of have a little bit more leisure time on our hands these days. So anyway, we are ready to rock and roll and have a fantastic show. Great information to give away to you. We're close to about in our fourth week into the Transformation Now Weight Loss Challenge. And we've already gotten some fantastic testimonials. People that have dropped as much as 10 pounds, 15 pounds, and just doing fantastic, feeling better, looking better, and regaining their health back. That's what this show is all about, empowering you with information to help you gain your health back and to live a longer, healthier, prosperous life, because that's what we all want. No, we're not going to live forever, and, you know, we understand that. But you want to get the very most out of life that it has to offer, and having your health is a part of that. You know, if you have health, you can get wealth. If you have your health, you can enjoy yourself. Nobody want to work, 30, 40 years, you're into the systems and so forth, and then at the end of the day, you retire, only to go home and to be in bad health or to die prematurely because of the lack of having taken better care of yourselves. So I'm going to give you some very good tips here. And for those of you who are listening to me on a regular basis, be sure to let your friends know about our Totally Fit radio blog so that they too can be empowered with information. Now, what we're going to talk about today is keys to weight loss, because now, it's rare that I get a client that's concerned about gaining weight. Now, I have one. That's a rarity. Matter of fact, the little old thing, she's no more than 90-something pounds, and we've already succeeded in adding probably about close to 10 pounds on her already. And she's as happy as she can be, but that's a rarity. But the majority of the people that I work with and the majority of you listening out there, you're concerned is how do I get rid of this weight? So I'm going to give you some keys as to how to go about doing that. And now, it always began with nutrition. That's everything. You know, food choices, portion sizes, those kind of things. And then the importance of supplementation and exercise, the right type of exercises. So we're going to go down the list of those different things. So get a pencil handy, you know, so that you can – you have this information, because a lot of times you don't keep it in front of you, you forget it. And I don't take for granted, and none of us can take for granted that we know everything. I'm going to give you some tools that I know for a fact has worked, but even myself, I have to continually remind myself of these same principles that I have in place for me and my family. So we're going to talk about food choices. And we've talked on several different shows about the importance of making the right food choices. Now, when the goal is to lose weight, you want to make sure that the food that you use is high quality and low calorie. I call them in and out foods. They go in, they get the job done, they give us what we need nutritional-wise to give us energy to repair cell and tissue to help us be a good quality muscle, because you got to have muscle in order to have a metabolism. So we want food that's going to do that. Then we want food that's going to help us get rid of the residue, what's left over. So we need foods that's high in fiber that help us flush waste out of our body. So those two things are extremely important, foods that are in and out, high in fiber, then, of course, good quality of water, extremely important. We can't talk about, and without, we can't talk about the importance of water. That's a biggie to stress time and time again. You got to have water. It's everything for the health of the joints, health of the colon, health of all the internal organs. Water has to be there. You want to make sure it's good quality water. Okay, so we're going to go down and list of some of these things. Now, let's get back to foods, for instance. Let's start there. When it comes to foods, the better type of protein, in and out, of course, is going to be clean proteins like chicken, fish, and vegetable form of proteins such as beans. These are very good. They're good quality calories. They're in and out of the body. They digest, you know, within a 24-hour period, some a little bit sooner, particularly when it comes to beans and things like that. They digest a little bit faster. And when you talk about beans and so forth, they also high in fiber. For about chicken or fish, those are your proteins. They digest a little bit slower, but not to be compared to things like red meat or pork, things along those lines. So notice I didn't mention either one of those. So I'm a little bit careful about that because unless you can get pork from, you know, wild game, then what you're normally going to be getting is something that's been raised by hormones, antibiotics, that sort of thing. So just want to be conscious of that. I'm talking about clean food, which is sort of a hard thing to get a hold of these days, but not totally hard. When I go to the grocery store, when I look for my chicken and so forth, or fish, I want my fish to be wild. I don't like when it says farm raised because that indicates to me is, you know, anything raised in that way, they're going to use hormones, antibiotics, that sort of thing. And then next thing you know, guess what? You put it in your body. So be smart as far as reading labels are concerned. I love the type of chicken that don't have that. Purdue is a very good type of chicken that says no hormones, no antibiotics. I prefer that. There's another one called Springtime. Also, another good form of chicken. I like the chicken breast. Tastes very good, very tender. Also, no hormones, no antibiotics. And that's important. It also says not raised with GMO products, which is the genetically engineered grains and that sort of thing. So, you know, we live in one of these societies these days. So you got to stay on your toes. You got to be educated. Just don't be an okey-doke kind of a person and just get whatever is put in front of you. Read. Get yourself educated. It can make all the difference. So there go your proteins, in and out proteins, your fish, your chicken, your beans, which is lentils, field peas, black-eyed peas, kidney beans. The different type of beans are very, very good. They digest well. At the same time, they're high in fiber. And, you know, vegetarians, when you use that as a total source of protein, it's awesome. As we know, and studies have shown that vegetarians live longer than meat eaters anyway. So let's just be smart about that because vegetables, it's high in fiber, it's in and out of the system. Don't hang around for a long period of time. So those are your proteins. Now, when it comes to carbohydrates, I advise, particularly when we're talking about weight loss, let's use a green type of high-fiber carbohydrates. And number one on my list is asparagus. I love asparagus. I love to saute it, you know, in coconut oil just a little. Use some garlic on it to flavor it just a little. And then if you want to, you can add some salsa to it to give it a little bit more kick to the flavor and also pepper. So you can dock them up. And if you want to, you can add just a little bit of butter on that. Just give it a little taste. You're not saying you have to eat totally bland. And again, it's fiber, so the body's going to flush it through pretty quick. It's also going to help you get rid of, you know, rid the body of the excess protein that you may have taken in the way of chicken or fish. So asparagus is very, very good. Then, of course, you have your greens, which I look at spinach as being included in the green family too. Very good, flush the system. Also, you have kale, which kale is a little bit higher in fiber than spinach. That's also an excellent source of fiber and so forth. And notice these type of foods more leafy, more fiber-like, is not the same as the other form of carbohydrates that is related to like a sweet potato or brown rice. Those, the one that I just mentioned, sweet potato or brown rice, they burn a little bit slower. However, they are very good. They are very good energy sources. But you got to be careful with them when your goal is to lose weight. And so I would advise if you're going to use a sweet potato or if you're going to use brown rice and even beans to a certain extent, you want to do it during the earlier part of the day when you're the most active, when you need the most energy. Asparagus, spinach, kale, broccoli, cabbage, turnip greens, collard greens, the sauteed peppers, the different combinations of different peppers, all of those are great, fine, dandy, and should be your mainstay of fiber slash low-level carbohydrates. There's hardly any carbs in them at all as far as what's needed when your goal is to drop weight. Now, I am very keen on the use of these, particularly if you have a job that's sedentary. So if you sit at a desk a lot, use a computer, or if you're on the telephone quite a bit, these are the type of carbohydrates, the type of foods that I highly recommend. Now, not to say you can't have brown rice or sweet potatoes, you know, or a bit of whole grains and so forth. You can. But let's make sure is lunch is generally the latest I recommend for that. If your goal, again, is to lose weight, because these type of carbohydrates burn a little slower, so they hang around the body a longer period of time. So if you're going to use them, do it during the busiest part of your day. In the evening, you should not have rice or sweet potatoes, particularly brown rice. And I prefer brown rice to white rice. I prefer if you're going to use whole wheat, Ezekiel bread is very good because it's whole grain, whole wheat and so forth, and it's high in fiber. But, and again, only if your activity level is high in the way of you're doing a lot of walking or a lot of physical work is going on, then you want to do that. But see, the whole key is to, let's say, keep the carbohydrates to a minimum. And so as long as you got energy and you're only doing the leafy things along with the proteins, asparagus, and so forth, you're good. But if you start to feel your energy level drop a bit, then we can, you know, incorporate sweet potato. We can incorporate brown rice. We can incorporate a bit of Ezekiel bread, 100% whole wheat natural bread. Okay? We can do that. And that will sustain your energy level. Or we can use the carbohydrates that are fast-burning, such as an apple, a pear, a berry. Those are in and out of the body very quick. So just so you do those in limited quantities. That's why for those of you who are taking the Transformation Now Challenge, I had a limited amount of those included in your meal plan. So if you stay true to that meal plan, and just be sensitive to your energy level. If you're going through your detox, and most of you have already, I'm sure you've already completed that. Once you detox, your energy level should automatically be increased anyway because you cleanse your system, your the jets and the carburetor and your oil has been cleaned. Your engine is now ready to rock and roll. So lack of energy should not be a problem at this point. If it is, that means you need to incorporate a bit more carbohydrates in your diet, a bit more. And that should be in the way of an apple, a pear, a little brown rice, a little Ezekiel bread. When I say a little, I don't mean two potatoes. I mean maybe a half a sweet potato around lunch or a whole full slice of Ezekiel bread. So we're talking probably around 25, 30 grams of carbohydrates. Which equals time 4 equals to 120 calories, which is going to sustain you with a good level of energy there. Now, the other thing that could rob you of your energy is not getting enough sleep. So if you detox the body, you should have energy. is you follow the right nutritional program, as I gave you in the written plan, you should have energy. If not, then let's increase the carbs by an apple or pear or maybe half a sweet potato. So we should be good, okay? Now, the other key is make sure you get the right amount of sleep. So if you're not getting the right amount of sleep, I don't care how clean you eat, although you've detoxed the body, all of those things, you still have to have rest. Because your body has to be able to reboot itself. Because when we're resting, that's when the body produces more natural growth hormone, which is the recovery phase of our systems. So if it don't have time to recover, you're not going to recover. You're going to be sluggish. You're going to be tired. You're not going to feel good. And you can't, I don't care how much you feed it, it still is not going to make a difference. So make sure you get, to the best of your ability, the proper amount of rest. And I definitely don't recommend caffeinated substitutes to give you energy. You should get energy from those things I mentioned. Detox the system, proper nutritional intake, giving the body rest. False energy comes by way of caffeinated products or these energy boosters. You only get energy when you deserve energy. If you don't deserve it, don't be giving it to yourself falsely. Not saying a cup of coffee is bad for you. I'm not saying that. Matter of fact, when I feel I need a little pick-me-up, I'll have me a cup of coffee sometime during the middle part of the day or the earlier part of the day. Nothing's wrong with that. You can also use the green tea. Nothing's wrong with that either. Provided you're giving the body the right amount of sleep, you detox the system for energy, and the caloric intake is nice and clean and where it should be, and you're not eating once every 5 hours. See, that's important, too. Because, and let me talk about that while I'm on it, too, because this is what happened to the system. If you're not taking in some form of calories once every 3 hours or so, at least 3 hours at the latest, then your system starts to say, well, wait a minute, is she or he trying to starve me? If so, let me hold on to those extra fat just in case I need it. And so what happened is slows the metabolism. So all of a sudden your weight drop ends up slowing down. Now, it slows down because of two things. Number one, you're not giving the body enough calories to repair cell and tissue. So the body saves, it saves the body fat just as a way of protecting itself. Then the other thing that it do, you'll start losing muscle instead of fat. When you lose muscle, that slows the metabolism down. No muscle, no metabolism. You guys heard me say that on several different occasions. So you got to be very, very smart in how you go about doing these type of things. So you want to be smart. And again, we're talking about keys to weight loss. So we got to be smart about those type of things. And since we're talking about the food here, the things I just mentioned, the cabbage to, you know, kale, spinach, and so forth, for those who are concerned about dropping weight, who have sort of a sedentary type of jobs, then let's talk about things that make it taste good, because everybody wants something that tastes good. I don't like bland and bad tasting food. Food is a joy when it's done properly. It's terrible and punishing when it's not. So what I do, I have Miss Haney, she generally uses a turkey wing, a turkey breast in our foods in order to give it flavor, particularly with the cabbage, the greens, the kale, and those kinds of things. So I strongly recommend that you want to boil the salt off of it first so you don't have a lot of sodium in the foods once you've gotten them seasoned. Then you can add pepper if you like. You can also use salsa, cider vinegar. You can use lemon juice. So there's a lot of different things. Sage, parsley. There's a lot of different seasoning that you can add to your food to really make it taste good. Only look at it in this way. If there's no calories in the seasoning or no high amount of sodium in the seasoning, they're all okay. There's no problem whatsoever. We just don't want to use fat back, okay? So we don't want to do that. Saturated fat and most certainly will clog your arteries. You know, you can also use, as far as cooking oils, safflower oil. That's one of my favorites. Then you have the coconut oil to cook in. That's another good one. Now, olive oil, I use only with my salad. You can also use it as food that's already been cooked and prepared. You can use olive oil in that too, which is termed as a friendly fat. Olive oil is very good. You look at the heart disease, people in Italy or in Greece who use quite a bit of olive oil, it's hardly no heart disease whatsoever because this is a friendly fat. It's actually healthy for the body. So let's be mindful of that. Now let's talk about portion control. This is another big one. A lot of people get in trouble when it comes to portion control. Now, if you will, hold your hand out. Take a look at your hand. Look at the size of your hand, closed hand. That is really quantity of food you should take in at each meal, your hand. Not both hands and both feet, okay? That's how most people get in trouble. They have both hands and both feet, and they eat everything on their plate. Listen, I'm from the South. I know what happens in the kitchen, particularly when it comes to in the soul food kitchen. My mom would say, baby, you don't look like you feel too good. Do you need some more? You want some more? So, no, Mom, this is enough. But you don't have any flavor on that. So, but listen, that's how we came up in the South. So portion control is not one of those things. You guys have heard the comment. Listen, there's somebody somewhere in the world that's starving, and you shouldn't leave anything on your plate. You should eat everything in your plate. That's what has gotten us into trouble. We got to be smart about that. We got to be smart about communicating that to our children, too, because they're now dealing with, we're now here in America and in several different parts of the world, particularly here in America, dealing with obesity, childhood obesity, at an alarming rate because of this type of attitude. So your hand size really should be your portion size when it comes to food. And having a combination of the things that I've just mentioned is enough. When you should not eat until you're full. Back away from the table once you feel just a feeling of, okay, I'm good. Just feel like I'm good. Don't say, oh, man, I'm full. Hey, so much, I nearly pass out. Now, that's gluttony. And gluttony is a sin like any other sin. The wages of sin, as we know from the Word of God, is death. Death in the form of heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, cancer, all of these things that comes by way of overeating and eating too much of the wrong thing. So let's be smart about that. And again, we're going back to our subject matter, keys to weight loss. So portion sizes should be small. Don't eat everything in your plate. Leave some things out. You know, when we go out to eat, me and Ms. Haney, we order something small that the two of us can share together. And we make sure that it's in and out foods. Yesterday, for instance, we had salmon and a nice mixed green salad that had spinach, it had tomatoes in it, it had corn from the cob on it, you know, just little pieces. No large quantities at all. And so we're very smart in making the right choices like that. Food that is in, food that is out. I'm going to have to take a Pepto-Bismol after I finish eating, because if I do, that's a bad indication of overeating. And as a result, guess what? Here we are, past 55, having the time of our life. I want that for each and every one of you, too. Take care of yourself. Enjoy your journey. Don't tear yourself up by making the wrong choices. Everything is a choice. Educate yourself about food. Educate yourself about quantities, and don't just follow after whatever's happening within that moment or the atmosphere. You know, and I'm speaking of when you go out to eat with friends. You know, don't just be merry and have a great time and just let loose and have to deal with the consequences later. That's if you want to get this weight off and feel better and look better and live longer. You have to purposely and intentionally make the right decisions. Now, let's talk about supplements while we're here. I mentioned earlier the detox program. Now, the 7-day systemic cleansing and detox is the key product of what we do. Detoxing is extremely important. In detoxing, we're talking about cleaning the liver, the kidney, the bloodstream, the urinary system, and the colon. When you do those things, you're already helping the body regenerate and reboot itself, because for the most part, we're not going to eat 100% healthy or like Lee Haney. You know, we're going to have some fried food. We'll have a little red meat. We'll have some dairy. We do a little white flour, you know, those kind of things we're going to do. You know, just like in our automobile, sometimes you get some cheap gas and you get some bad oil from time to time, and that's just part of the environment. But every so often, just like your automobile, you have to take it in and get the oil changed, the filter changed, the jets cleaned. You have to get the entire engine serviced. Well, this is what we need to do to our bodies ever so often. I recommend at least once every 4 to 5 months. That's why the detox is so important. It does just that. Clean the liver, the kidney, bloodstream, and the organs that I just mentioned earlier, along with cleaning the colon. And the end result of that is energy increase, getting rid of waste and bloat. You feel better. Your systems work a whole lot better. And some of the testimonials we have received is that people have been able to get rid of certain cravings that was there prior to detox, which is important. If you got a busted carburetor, I don't care how much gas you put in it, you're still going to need more gas. Well, that's the way it is when your system is offline. It needs to be rebooted, and that's what the detox does. And during those 7 days, fruits, veggies, fiber, plenty of water, foods that are in and out that help to clean the wall of the colon, that help nourish the kidney, the liver, and the urinary system. So all of that is very important. And again, that detox is incredible. Most results have been 6 to 11 pounds of weight loss within the 7 days. And then our other follow-up product is our fat burner, amino acids that helps the body burn calories more efficiently. Doesn't leave you jittery, no caffeinated products, none of those crazy things. So it just helps enhance everything else that you should be doing correctly anyway. Now let's talk about exercise. Now, that's a huge one right there. Now exercise can be done in many different forms, you know. I like the leisure type of deals, you know, where dancing is good. You know, me and my wife are going to be joining a dance team. So we can do a little bit more stepping. You know, the step dances are very important now. Our step clubs, a lot of people are doing them now. Then, of course, just regular walks. We'll be heading to the park in a little bit, enjoying each other, bowling. Then, of course, you have your workout DVD that we made available through the Transformation Now Challenge, the Lee Haney Total Body Workout DVD. All you need is a couple of dumbbells. And then we instructionally tell you how to use them. So you got a combination of strength, core, cardio, flexibility. Then we have the Cupid DVD, whereby you're dancing and doing the different steps. So you got choices there, choices that can help you get the weight off. So be smart, take good care of yourself, protect your most valuable asset. Need any additional information? Then visit us at leehaney.com. And please tune in to our community Totally Fit radio show for ongoing information. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Get out there and enjoy the rest of your day. I know I am. Foreplay has already began with Miss Haney. Yay!